The time is 20 past 10, or rather, I may say, and this was folded by Kehlani. Intombi uKehlani, yes, respectable because of she's saying she has your laundry folded, like impahla. Wozozilanda, I have them folded. Unlike abombali mfethu, plastic bag elimnyama emnyango or egedini somarvele akuna dignity ehambayo la. But ke asikhulumi ngaloko, sikhuluma ngestudent portal right here on Tone FM 93.6, and we have success, Buffy. Ushange Questa voice. Animuzo kancane. Exe, out there.
Exe, guys.
Aye, Buffy. Fihlani intomzini, Buffy. Fihlani intomzini. Go nagile. But yeah, you said you're gonna bless us with a UDID. You said it derives from your parents, the work that they've done.
Yeah, as pastors. So it was a pastor's appreciation. So it was a poem, not for God, but then for them for now.
Alright.
For that day.
Yeah. Alright. Let's hear it, Prof and me. Take it right away. They are listening.
Okay. You did. You brushed aside your bill of rights to recite the will of Christ, dusted the altar from rust to crystal glass dimes. You mined out our appetite of Christ, refined our hearts to dynamite. You rectified parasites to modify paradise, ripped the apart vines to reignite Christ. You paralyzed our guts and amplified our trust of Christ from spine to intestine. You did. You stirred up a covenant. You disinfected our disobedience, crafted lines of righteousness. You deregistered us from judgment, remagnified assignments titled anointed. You piled up tenants and made servants the DNFs of darkness, anointed to bless us of heaven, but appointed to leave us of hell beheaded. You did. You made Satan a patient of death with patience of distress. Now in your presence, every curse casted serve themselves to caskets. See, you might resign, but the bloodline that you designed baptized the dark to light. You prescribed the weigh the truth and the life, so here is I recite my design of righteous art, sparked to magnify Adonai, modified to terrify parasites. I testify your design, fine as wine. You did. You portrayed portraits that proclaim Satan's bondage, drained away our weight to lay grace as our scripts of faith, ordained to sustain saints from stain that Cain carried to the grave. You did.
Yo. Okay. Okay, I feel that one.
Yeah.
Basically, as you said, pastor. Like boringa la pastor kuti la wenzile.
Yeah.
And he cast ama demons and all of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let me give you a round of applause, brother.
Thank you.
A round of applause nyana nje, because straight up God did, but appreciating pastors, it's a whole different field.
Yeah.
So, pila, what type of figures of speech, like when you are writing your poems,
mm-hmm.
which route are you taking? What route are you taking? Are you using alliteration or?
I use metaphors and similes.
And it drives your narrative very well.
Very well. So what I drill in most is rhythm and metaphors. Rhythm, rhyming, and metaphors. They have to blend in together.
Profound. Yeah. But pastor, you are doing a very well job. But what about abo pastor laba bangayenzi kahle? They didn't. We have to be truthful with some force, because we clap hands for the pastors, but get the shepherds,
yes,
yeah, for the shepherds that actually guide people to the right direction, because that's profound. That's like, okay, you take me out of sin and you actually put me into light,
mm-hmm.
and profound for that. And for those who are not doing it, as unbelief, please get in line, because if you are doing it for the wrong reasons, you are misleading the masses.
Yeah, true.
That's the thing. Because now there's that notion, Yahuri, or whatever the case may be. And now it takes away the credit that the right pastors are actually doing the job.
True.
As unbelief, Bafit. Sbonge. Any last words?
Shout out to my pastors and any other pastor out there, yeah, who is doing God's will. And catch you next time.
Honest. That was success as blesser with a fruitful one at you did. A very rare one.
Old, but gold. Here is another Tshwane FM Timeless hit with no expiration date.
Nope.